こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目。カーネギーメロン大学の研究で、人は対戦ゲームをしているとき、他人から褒められたり、なじられたりするとスコアが影響を受けますが、たとえ相手がロボットでも同様であることが分かりました。実験では被験者を2つのグループに分け、ロボットのペッパーを相手に対戦ゲームを35戦行ってもらい、1つのグループはペッパーにひたすら褒められ、もう1つはペッパーから下手なプレイヤーですね、ゲーム中にプレイが混乱していましたね、などとなじられました。どちらのグループも対戦回数を重ねるにつれスコアは上昇しましたが、なじられたグループでは褒められたグループに比べ上昇率が小さくなっていました。
In a study by Carnegie Mellon University, it was found that players' scores in combative games were influenced by compliments and trash talk from robots, just as they would be by comments from real players. In the experiment, subjects were split into two groups, which played 35 competitive games against a Pepper robot. One group was complimented by Pepper, while the other group was told things like, quote, I have to say, you are a terrible player, and...Over the course of the game, your playing has become confused. While in both groups, scores improved as they played more games, the group which was being told negative things improved less.
そう、先週ちょうど宮川さんの回の中でも確かペッパーの話したと思うけど、うん、なんかペッパーってすごい、なんて言うんだろう、優等生っぽいイメージがあるから、うん、ペッパーにこういう風に煽られたりするっていうのはちょっとなんか嫌だよね、
うん、
傷つかない結構あマジかみたいな
Yeah, I think so But Pepper is not the most expressive or most
なんかいつもニコニコしてるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
なんかあんまりこういうヘッタクソだなみたいな言われたくない
You must be really bad if Pepper is talking
to you そうそうそうなんかペッパーが言うってことは相当下手なんだなみたいな、
mm-hmm.
結構研究だとロボットと人間が協力してとかまあ、対戦してとかもそうだけどっていうのはあるけどこういうふうにこう外側からなんかを言われるとどうなるかみたいなのはあんまりないんだよねだから例えばシリとかアシスタント系だと当然自分にいいことしか言わないし自分がもちろんコマンドしたことに答えるだけだからこういうイシューはないけど今後まあ IoT とか含め周りにこうやって喋るロボットとか人工知能が増えたときに、まあ、人間がどういうふうに影響を受けるとかどういうふうに感情として反応するのかっていう、mm.
Do you think there are people who would want this?
Is
there like a masochistic like
ロボットとか、Emma? あ、そっち？けなす方？
I just need my robot to talk some shit before I go to work in the morning or something
逆じゃない普通どんだけのド M なのその人
I don't understand ド M in the first place、so.
そうねあとこの研究の人が言ってたのはロボットがまあ人型なのかただのパソコンなのかでもしかしてこう影響の差もあるかもしれない、mm. これ今回はペッパーだったからよりこう傷つくとかもやっぱりあるじゃんきっと、
mm.
それがシリみたいにこう顔が見えないとか人の形じゃない場合はもうちょっとね、例えばそこまでは傷つかないとかもあるかもしれないし
Which would you prefer? A shit talking like computer? like a desktop computer? Or an iPad? Or Pepper?
ペッパーが一番ムカつくかなあでも意外と、
mm. でも私 An iPad was talking shit It's kind of、
うん、意外と私シリすごい嫌いじゃんなんか顔が見えないからよりこう愛着もないしイラッとするっていうのはあるかもねだかペッパーが一番逆に言うと
どっち
ちょっと分かんないねやっぱ
is it worse because it's more human-like or is it better because、
ね、
it's more human-like
分かんないねやられてみないとちょっと想像だけでは
is it harder to dismiss or easier to dismiss
どうだろうね
or how aboutA computer just versus a human, straight up. A human is a bit harder to dismiss than a computer that's just programmed to talk shit.
Yeah.
But if the computer is like a really smart AI, and it's detected that you're in like the bottom, you're in like the bottom 5% of all the people that have ever played this game, and then it's talking shit.
まあそれもあるよね。だからその例えば3歳児に言われてるのか、ゲームのプロに言われてるかとかでも違うわけじゃん。同じ人間と言っても、だからその話してる、まあ人工知能がどれぐらい分かった上で言ってるかってね、もちろんあると思うけど。
Yeah, it depends why it's talking shit.
Yeah.
And their assumption here is that people kind of just talk shit for no reason, which is true. But only in like YouTube comments and in like Xbox Live, places like that.
Yeah. だからその相手がロボットって分かってても嫌だなって思っちゃうっていうのは、だからこそ面白いよね。
Do you think there are automated bots online that just go around talking shit?
だったら逆にしてほしいよね。
Just random bots that like compliment people?
そうそうそう。あ、
There's just a non-profit organization that creates spam bots that say really positive things.
インスタとかでも、
You can do it.
コメントが少ない人のところにわざと行って、あ、素敵な髪型とか、とにかく褒めまくるみたいな。
There are bots like that. It's like, I really like your picture. Check out my link.
ああ、それはうざい。
And then you're, at first you're like, oh, who, what's this nice con- oh.
そうだね。
Get out of here.
でもそういう、こう、NPO とか出てきても不思議ではないよね。こう、みんなのストレスを軽減するために私たちは、こういう活動をしますみたいな。
But what if we just stop taking...All compliments seriously. You can't really tell, right?
It's like the
deep fake compliment. Like you don't know.
Let's take all the compliments seriously.
Trash talk is interesting. Like, people use it in negotiation, in politics, before a contest, like in MMA or something, for leverage. And you're trying to mess with the other person's mind a little bit, right? You're trying to lower their self-esteem. You're trying to get them to doubt themselves in a way that they do not doubt themselves. And
That's evil. 意地悪だよね。
It's also very human. Like kids do it a lot growing up. When I was growing up, me and my brother, oh my goodness, like we would just trash talk. All day long, and then we would meet up with our other friends who we love to hang out with, and we would all just trash talk the whole time. And we would just play, you know, smabura or something, and everyone's just talking shit the whole time.
そうね、なんか成長する過程で私もあったかも、こう、banter じゃないけど、お互いきついことを言い合って、それが仲いい証拠みたいな。
Yeah, and it's constant.You know?
それは10代ぐらいの時かな多分、ただ30代になってやってる人はあんまり見ないから
Does it hurt more now?
Hurt っていうか必要がないなんだろう、もう今
That makes it more powerful.
だからその高校の、まあ、小学校の時からの友達とかで今もさ遊ぶ子何人かいて若い時本当にそうやってバンターでもうきついことめちゃくちゃ言い合ってたのに今とかも褒めることしかしないみたいなお互い、でそれは嘘とかこう褒めとこうみたいなことじゃなくて本当にお互いこう何超ジェニュインな気持ちで褒めるみたいなそれはやっぱり
It's such a dramatic change, right?
そう全然違う関係性っていうかさ
And it's not really planned or scheduled
そうそうそう自然にそうなった
And if you sawa bunch of ladies getting together and being super polite and complimenting each other. Back then, you'd be like, oh, they're so old.
Ah, so
that. This is like so lame, you know.
かもね。
But now, among people around our age, if you show up and you just start, you know, messing with people and talking shit, it's like, what are you doing
here? なんかやっぱりこう、ある程度、アドレナリンとかが出ちゃうじゃん、きっと。で、ある程度ストレスを受けるわけじゃん。ストレスっていう、日本語のストレスっていうか、こう、負荷、遊びで言ってるって分かっててもさ、それをやっぱり年重ねてくると、疲れちゃって、もういらないやってなるのかな。よく分かんない。
Maybe it's because, like, you can't change anymore too much. You know, it's like...
But were you trying to change each other?
Nothing really matters when you're that old, because it's like everything's so provisional. You know, like people would do dumb things, bad things, embarrassing things, and people would just move on. Back then, it doesn't really seem that way anymore. But.
Do you ever do this with your friends now?
Very specific friends. I have certain friends where when I hang out with them, I revert into a 14-year-old. And then we're all just like...
Yeah, I see that in guys more than girls at this age. I mean, この年になって男性同士はたまに見るけど、特にまあスポーツ見てたりとかテレビゲームしてたりとか、してこう子供の頃に頭が戻ってると、さらにそういう傾向を見るけど、私は少なくとも女性の友達と話してて、なんか何やってんだ、クソ下手じゃんみたいな、そういうの絶対ないもんね。もう超優しいよ、みんなお互いもう疲れちゃってこう、なんだろうね、思いもしないところで褒めてくれたりとか、こう単純にさ、あ、その髪型いいねとかじゃなくて、ふとした時になんか、マミチってさ、いつもトイレきれいにしてるよねとか、そういうさそこを褒めてくれんのみたいな、なんて言うんだろうね、そういうやつが結構多いかも。
Sounds like you're all part of like this therapy group or something.
No.
You know, like you have like partners and like people try to help each other be really positive and like everyone brings each other up.
本当にみんな
stronger together.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, I like that. It's nice.
One thing I've thought about is there was that experiment with rats. Which discovered something called fair play in rats, that also happens with humans. But when you play a contest, when rats wrestle, the stronger rat will let the weaker rat win after crushing the weaker rat several times. Because if the stronger rat doesn't let the weaker rat win a few times, then the weaker rat's like, forget it. I quit. I'm not playing anymore. You guys aren't being fair. It's not fair. I can never win. I'm not having any fun. I quit. I'm going to take my ball and I'm going to go home. And that was a real thing for like people's childhoods, like growing up.
Yeah.
There was a limit. You want to hang out with everyone. You still want everyone to kind of have a good time. And if it goes past a certain limit, someone might be like, you know what? I'm out. You know, fuck this. You know, I'm out. And with the online world, and this is it's so clearly true with gaming. So if you're playing a game and people have different skill levels and someone's just getting destroyed, you got to do something so that they can have fun and play too. There's no requirement of that anymore, because you're playing online and everyone's just anonymous and you just crush this fool and move on. There's no sense of like catering to their, you know, how their experience is, you know? So, and then the same thing is true for conversations. It's just drive by, fuck you, you know, like just drive by everything.
Yeah.
And you'll never see this person again. Who cares? You know, so that concept of fair play, which even rats have, like humans are, I feel like we're starting to lose that.
So that's so だね。対面じゃないからね。無理だよね。それはね。
Yeah, and you don't need to keep people around. There's 7 billion people and a bunch of them are online. So you just, whatever the next.
それは確かにそうだね。だからこう、まあ、オンライン上でこうすごいやり合ってるみたいな時、要はその、例えばだけど男性に対してすごいひどいことを言う人たちと女性に対してすごいひどいことを言う人たちとかっているわけじゃん。そこがガーとかやり合ってる時にこうなんだろう、例えば男性でフェミニストっていうものに対してめちゃくちゃなんか攻撃してる、だけどで攻撃してるからみんなでガーって言い返すわけじゃん、 でその中でこう間違ってることを言ってる時もあって、女性側が。で、誰か一人が、多分、実際に対面だったら、その中で、あ、でもあなたも合ってるよとかさ、あ、これは相手が、ここは間違ってたねとか、なんか言ってあげる余地があるんだけど、その、休むこともなく、ずっとこう言われ続けるみたいなさ。なんか、そうなるとこう、より、もうボロボロになっちゃうし、仲も悪くなっちゃうしとか。
Everyone starts to use everyone else as a stepping, like, podium.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. There seems to be a mindset of the 相手 online is 使い捨て。
うん。それ本当もう、
Everyone's 使い捨て。
この間ツイッターで、こう、なんか、めちゃくちゃ喧嘩腰で話してきた人がいたから、めっちゃ丁寧に普通に返したら、なんかブロックされたのね。
うん。
なんかそういう時に、え?ってなる。なんか、話しかけてきたから、すごい丁寧に返したのに、なんか、ブロックされると、それこそ今マイケが言ったみたいな、使い捨てされた感があるっていうか。
Maybe they didn't know what to do. They got confused. So...
ね、
ブロックしかなかった
でもこうなんか
しょうがない、
それってやっぱ リアルの世界ではありえないじゃん、
yeah.
なんか話しかけて返したら急にいなくなるっていうか、
mm-hmm. One thing that has become a meme recently、well, are you aware of the phrase OK Boomer?
うん、yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on OK Boomer?
いや、わかんない。なんか私はそれが、でもどういう文脈で、どれぐらいの頻度で使われてるのかわかんないから、普通にこう。
It's become, I think it's probably peaked, so it'll go down.
あ、そうなんだ。
From here on out, hopefully, but、
うん、
use of OK Boomer on social media was significant.
それって結構、笑いが、の分量が多いのか、それともこう、悪口的な分量の方が多いの？攻撃っていうか。
It's,
どっち？
It's a generational, well, it's just being really dismissive of.
Right.
So there's a conversation about something.
それを言ったら笑う感じなのか、こう言われた側は、何て言うの？
It's not.
冗談な感じなのか、本当に。
The side that says it is laughing, of course.
Right, right, right.
The other side's not laughing.
Ah, okay.
Because they just got okay boomered.
Ah, okay.
And now the...
そういうことか。
Yeah.、
Hmm.
But that's a classic trash talk.、
Hmm.
Well, it's going to go down as a
しかも2ワードだしね。
Yeah.
私昨日さ、今流行ってるミームで、猫のやつ、
mm.
なんだっけ Cats can eat little a salami っていう
What?
ミーム
What does that mean?
Cats can eat a little salami っていうのが、まあ、本当は文法的に合ってるじゃん、
mm.
でもどっかに Cats can eat little a salami っていう誰かがタイプをしてそれがなんかめちゃくちゃ広まって、
mm.
そのよく英語のミームで犬とか猫って文法間違えて喋ってるじゃん、
mm.
なんかそれの
I'm dog
とかそういうそうそうそう それの派生系で、mm. なんか猫がタイプしたみたいなそれを、mm. なんか分かんないそれすっごいくだらないんだけどなぜか昨日それを見てすごい面白いなって思っちゃった
Can you think of anything more くだらないthan that?
なんか可愛くない
Yeah.
めちゃくちゃバカらしいんだけどね、
うん、
次ワシントン州立大学の研究で2008年から2017年の10年間でよく退屈であると感じると答える中高生の割合が毎年増加していることが分かりました。調査ではアメリカの8年生10年生12年生に毎年よく退屈であると感じるを5段階評価させその結果男子生徒は10年生女子生徒は8年生の時に退屈と感じる割合が一番大きくなることが分かりました。男子生徒の結果は全体で毎年平均 1.6% 増加、女 女子生徒は毎年平均 1.7% 増加しており、特に10年生の女子生徒では毎年 2% 増加していました。2006年から2012年の間にデジタルメディアを利用している割合は12年生で2倍になっており、一方友人と出かける時間が減少し、一人で過ごす時間が増えていました。
A study by Washington State University found that over a 10-year period from 2008 to 2017, the proportion of middle and high schoolers who indicated, I am often bored, on a survey increased every year. In the survey, 8th, 10th, and 12th graders in the United States were asked to respond to the statement, quote, I am often bored, unquote, from 1 to 5. The results indicated that boys in 10th grade and women in 8th grade feel the most boredom. They also suggest that overall, the average boredom rate increases by 1.6% for boys and 1.7% for girls every year. Among girls in 10th grade specifically, it increased by 2% per year. Between 2006 and 2012, digital media use among 12th graders doubled. Furthermore, the amount of time adolescents spent with friends decreased and time spent alone increased.
途中で急に women になったね。 Women in 8th grade.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
So,
young women.
だから、デジタルメディアを利用している割合はすごい増えてるけど、退屈であると感じる割合は増えてる。
Mm.
でも、分かる気はする。てか、大人もそうなんじゃないと思わない？ちょっと。思わない？私は思った。
Well,
小学校の時とかさ、同じ本何十、ま、中高になってもか、同じ本棚の本、自分の本を同じの何十回も読むとか、同じ映画何回も見るとか、部屋でぼーっとするとか、なんか何もせずに音楽聴くだけとか、そのしながら何かをするじゃないことをしょっちゅうやってて、こう部屋の中でインターネットがなくても別に退屈せず何時間も過ごせてたんだよね。それが今やもう不可能でしょ。
Well, you don't have to think about what to do. You just open your phone and some crap pops up and you start scrolling.
そう、しかもだから常にマルチタスクしてるからさ。
There is that this weird this multitasking thing. I'm very guilty of it, and I found myself just looking like a circus juggler, just the ridiculous amounts of multitasking you try to do. You know, I'm like trying to listen to a podcast and brush my teeth and do something else all at the same time, and it gets weird.
それに慣れちゃってるからやっぱ急に何もすることないってなるとさ、すごい退屈のように感じるっていうのは大人も子供も。ありそう。自分で思い返してみて、その中高生の時とかに部屋で何時間も過ごせる一人 で別に楽しく過ごせる、なんか映画のプログラムって売ってたじゃん。今もあるか、あれをさ、見に行った映画のやつを全部買ってたから、それをこう眺めるとかさ、なんか今考えるとすごい素敵だなって、自分で自分に対して素敵な過ごし方だなって思うし、羨ましい。
It's like you could take your time.
そうそうそう。
But now it's like everyone has to get all this shit done before AI takes over.
しかもこうのんびりとその映画のプログラム眺めたりとか本を読んでるときに、頭のどっかで、あ、メール来てるとかさ、あの人にメール返すの忘れてたとか、そういうのも何もないわけじゃん。だから本当にゆったりとした毎日だったのかなと思って、まあ、ある程度美化してるところはもちろんあるだろうけど、今考えるとなんかそれはそれで楽しかったし、それはもう後戻りできないなって思って、ちょっと
I do feel like we all
しみじみする
have like a notification center in our brain、
yeah.
that like is predictingmessages arriving at your phone even if your phone's not there. It's like I've probably gotten a few emails by now.
Yeah.
And probably one of them is important. Maybe, I don't know. But it's probably worth checking. And it's just like a huge magnet that you can't really disengage from.
しかもやっぱり、あ、あの人にメール返すの忘れてたとかを急に思い出すっていうことは頭のどっかでこう working memory の中に入っちゃってるわけじゃん。
That stresses me out.
常にこうそのタスクがオープンの状態になっちゃってるっていうかさ、それを夜ベッドに入って5分ぐらいした時に、あ、やばいとか言って思い出してさ、おちおちベッドでのんびりもできないみたいなさ。
Do you, are you in a situation where you always have to reply to someone but you haven't?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always in a situation where it's like, well, if I had some free time, maybe instead of stretching or I don't know, taking a bath or doing something I want to do, I should probably like start replying to all these emails that I'm supposed to reply to. But it's like,
私多分生きてる中で 100% の時間がその返さないといけないなって思いながら返してないメールがある。Mm-hmm. その全部に返し終わってる状態っていうのはもうほぼないじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だから文通みたいになっちゃってる相手もいるし、
mm-hmm.
なっちゃってるってかなってる。
But if someone doesn't respond to my email, I'm like, what the fuck?
あ、そう
No? If it's something like
あ、大事な話だったら
or if I was excited about it or something, you know, it's kind of likeI'm it's a non-zero judgment, right? Where I'm kind of expecting like, oh, like give me something around a zero judgment for not getting back to you right away.
そうだね。人によるよね。だから例えばうちのお母さんとかに私の息子の写真を送ったら一瞬で返事返ってきて超絵文字とかついててかわいいとかさ。でもうちの弟に送っても絶対既読するなのね。だ既読にはなるけど絶対返事くれなくて、なんかもう本当に15回ぐらい写真とか動画を送って1回ぐらい可愛いねとか返ってくるの、でも見てくれてるからいいやぐらいの気持ちなんだけどこっちは、だ 人によるよね、そのエクスペクテーションが。
Do you think our brains are different now? I think our brains are likeDifferent, like the brain structure itself has changed.
Yeah, I think so.
And those neurons in your brain are actually restructuring, reconnecting themselves in a way that is how am I trying to say this? Optimized by the technology that you're using. So I think the connections in your brain start to.Reach out and try to make connections to this ghost limb computer iPhone thing that you usually have access to. And that's why when you lose your phone or something, it's like, wow, like a piece of my brain just went
right
missing.
Away, あの、友達と出かける時間が減るっていうのもわかる。その、携帯がないとかインターネットがないときは、それこそ友達と約束して会わないとガチの一人じゃん。誰とも喋ってないみたいな、本当に言葉を発してないみたいな。だけど今って別に会わなくても誰かと一日中喋ってるとかって簡単にあり得ることだし、なんかこう、あ、誰にも会ってないなみたいな、そういう寂しさみたいなの
も
あんま感じないか、忘れちゃいそう会うの。
There's substitute in listening to people thatYou're familiar with, your brain kind of feels like you know them. You kind of can substitute some aspect of your social existence that way. And everyone is, I think, to some extent, you know. And I feel like there's a weird thing, like if you're on a train or an elevator, or you're just walking past someone. If you don't like pull your phone out and point your face at your phone,You're kind of a weirdo. It's like, why aren't you looking at your phone? What are you doing looking around like a fucking weirdo? Do you know what I'm saying? Like models in magazines are looking at the phone now. And it's kind of it's almost the respectful thing to do is to pull your phone out and look at it and not just stand there like at the cash register just waiting for them. Just like, when it...Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, ちょうどこの間電車乗って、私はまあベビーカーをしてるから、携帯見てないじゃん。で、こう立ってたら、座ってる人たちが見えるじゃん。 で全員携帯いじってんだけど、一人だけおじさんが、まあ、ガラケーなのか分かんないけど、mm-hmm. 携帯をいじってなくて、こう座ってたんだけど。
Like, what is he doing?
なんか、ちょっと所在情けだった、確かに。なんか、どこを見ればいいんだっけ、
like, what are you doing, man? Are you, like, a terrorist? Like, what are you, why are you not looking at your phone?
そこまでじゃないけど。
Well, I mean, it's getting there. It's moving in that direction where, like, if you're not...Like, if you're looking at your phone, it's like, you're, now you're doing something, right? Everyone's yeah. like, oh, they're doing something.
少なくとも、それはこうやっぱ、山手線とか、画面超でかいのついてるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だから、まあ、携帯見なくても、中吊り広告とか画面とか見るものが一応提供されてるからさ、いいけど、
こう。It's just different screens,
それとかもなんか何もない電車あるじゃん。もっとなんか。
Mm-hmm. Imagine a train with no screens, and it was...And everyone got on board that car of the train, and nobody had a phone. Just imagine.
ね、どこ見ればいいの?
Just imagine. だ
からやっぱ自分の手とか見るしかないよね。こう爪とかをさ、こうやって髪の毛、枝毛を。
Right? Like what are you?
あ、でもだから確かに枝毛をすごいこうやって見て探してたよね。それって携帯がなかったから、mm. ね、今の若い子も枝毛ってすごいそうやって探すのかな。なんていうの、mm. あれってさ。枝毛を探して、こう、プチって切ったりとか、裂いたりとかしてさ、こう、暇を潰すじゃないけどさ、あれって、やるのかな今の若い子って。中高生とかって。だって、枝毛なんか見なくたってさ、見るものいっぱいあるもんね。どうなんだろう。答え知ってる人いたら、ちょっとツイッターで。
But anything other than looking at your phone is like a social activity now.
Yeah, so my son doesn't have a phone, right?
Uh-huh.
So when we're on the elevator or on the train, he just stares at people.
And those stares at people staring at their phones.
でも, when they realize that they're being stared, they would usually react positively.
Mm. Mm.
だから、たまに、なんて言うんだろう。やっぱり、こう、怖そうな見た目の人とか多いじゃん。多いじゃんってか、いるじゃん。
多
いか分かんないけど、こう、一人で歩いてる時ってみんな真顔だからさ、こう、怒ってんのかなみたいな、こう真顔でさ、立ってるおじさんとか、おばあさんとか、若い者でもいいんだけど、その人が、息子がこう、じっと見てるから、あーって気がついてにっこりしたりとか、すると、うん、なんか、あ、この人のにっこり顔見れてラッキーみたいな。なんか怖そうと思ったけど、にっこりしてるの見れちゃったみたいなさ。
What percentage,
そういう気持ちにはなる。
What percentage of the population do you think is like 怖い人?
わかんない。怖い見た目。わかんないんだよね。この間、まあ、たまに駅とかでも変わった人っているじゃん?で、yeah.この間エレベーター乗ろうと思ってエレベーターのところベビーカーと一緒に待ってたら後ろからなんかすごい怒りながら男の人がやってきてなんかすごい大きい声で怒ってんのね、
うん、
で あやばいと思って息子もいるし怖いじゃんでエレベーター乗ったらその人も入ってきてもう密室じゃん、うん、あやばい怖いと思ったらその人がこうだくもうサラリーマンなんてかえみたいな怒ってんのに急にこっちに向かってなんかごめんねありがとうねみたいなすごい優しくて、
うん、
でうちの息子がバイバイとか言ってそのおじさんに言ってそのおじさんもありがとうねじゃあねとか言ってなんか言っちゃったのね私の中でこの人は怖い人なのか優しい人なのかなんかその両局面をこの短時間に密室でしかも見させられて、うん、脳みそがめちゃくちゃ混乱したけど、うん
Did that make him more or less 怖い when he did
more
that?
More 怖い。
More 怖い。
うん、more 怖かった。私的にはね。だけど、まあ息子はそれは分かんないから、普通にそのおじさんにめっちゃ笑顔で手振ってたけど、何の話してたんだ。あ、怖い人ね。そうね。いや。だからそういう方が、なんだろうね。予測不可能っていうのが怖いよね、一番。その、ただ単にこう顔が怖いとかじゃなくて私の中ではその言動が予測不可能だと一番怖い
I think those are sort of correlated, or at least we imagine they are, you know? If someone has a nice face, they seem 마지메, I generally worry about 0%. Zero. You know, that they're going to try to steal my bag or something like that.
Okay.
At all. Or mug me or something.
どういう時にじゃあ worry になるの、むしろ?
If there's some like 6'3 weird huge guy with that stringy hair, like No Country for Old Men looking sort of like, I don't know, just unnaturally strong people intimidate me.
Unnaturally strong people.
Yeah, like of mice and men, or like there are some people that look like they're freakishly strong. Not like they went to the gym and they're like a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
But people that are just like born like freakishly strong. Sometimes I'm like, whoa. Like this dude could just like grab your arm and rip it off.
I feel like we live in a different world where our sizes are really different. Our gender is different. Like, 前にすごい realization っていうかエペファニーがあった日があって、こう道を一人で夜歩いてたら急にパッてここから人が出てきてって思ったんだけど、なんかおばあちゃんだったのね。ああなんだおばあちゃんかと思って。
She tried to stab
me. No, おばあちゃんかと思って安心したの。その時に私って背もちっちゃいから私より強い人の方が多い世界で住んでるわけ。だから何かされたらもう絶対負ける中で生まれ育ってきて、でもまあこのちっちゃいおばあちゃんだったらまあ大丈夫って思った時に、あうちの夫とかマイケルとかってこうほぼ世界のみんながこのおばあちゃんみたいな感覚で暮らしてるんだなと思って、
Not really.
まあ、I mean... それはちょっと言い過ぎかもしれないけど、でも大体そのなんていうの、世界の全員が自分より絶対強いみたいな、こう私の世界とは違うじゃん。
Well, I have some like I have martial arts experience.
Right.
So I have a little more confidence, I assume, than like the average
right.
person. Just because statistically, I feel like my odds are a little bit better than otherwise. But
なんかその世界を見てみたいっていうか、そのこう いつもやっぱりこう警戒、いつも警戒してるっていうのはあれなんだけど、絶対まあ頭のどっかにあるわけよ。あのまあそれは多分女性みんなそうだと思うんだけど、だからそのエレベーターでその謎のおじさんと密接になっちゃった時とかも、絶対 500% 負けるから、なんかされたらっていうのは常にあるからさ、なんかそれをこの間ちょうどしかも夫と歩いてる時もあったのね。なんかベビーカーで3人で歩いてたら、すっごい大きい声で怒りながら電話してるサラリーマンがいて、尋常じゃない大声、なんかおい なんてかんだよてめえおいみたいな言って、私たちの後ろを結構ぴったりくっついて歩いてくるのね。でずっとついてくるの。で途中でね、あこの人電話の相手いないって気づいちゃったの。あの電話持ってるし、電話してる風に話してるけど、なんて言えばいいんだろう、発言の間とか言ってる内容から、あこれ相手いないやつだって気づいちゃって、
で What kind of phone was he?Was he holding a phone or was...
Yeah, he was holding a phone, だけど...
It's like a banana or something.
絶対会話はしてなくて、なんかすごいストレスが溜まってる人なのかなんかわかんないけど、まあ、ずっとついてきてて、あ、やばいと思って、夫に言ったのね、ちっちゃい声で。あ、やばい、この人電話してないわ、みたいな。私はめっちゃ早歩きで歩いて、息子もいるし、怖いし。でもなんか夫は結構、うるさいな、みたいな感じで。あんまり怖がってなかったんだよね。だその時にもその差を感じた。体格の差っていうかさ、まあ性別もあるけど、あ、これを怖がらなくていいってすごい最強だな、みたいな。
Well, I don't think you needed to worry that much about it either. I mean, men and women are both very vulnerable and weak. And I know people that have been like,hit with bottles and people have weapons and stuff, so even if you think you know what you're doing, you can easily get outnumbered or you can easily get stabbed or hit with something. And if you get if you get knocked out and you hit your head on the concrete, you could be dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone could just be crazy and try to, like, bite you or kick your nuts. Like, you're not really that much safer, but it's just the fact that you're relatively a little bit safer in your mind psychologically, it's like, oh, now I'm safe. Because you kind of have this herd mentality thing, right? So it's, if as long as you're not one of the weakest, you feel much safer than if you're among the weakest.
Yeah, and it's more like a, なんていうのね、mentality by default. なんか、それが全然違うっていうかさ。
I think a lot more guys have false comfort or confidence. And
right. But なんかそれが、その世界を見てみたいっていうか、
Mm-hmm. Start lifting. Start doing jujitsu. You could get some confidence. Choke some people out on the ground.
It's, yeah. It, なんか見えてるものが違うんだろうなと思った。次。
In a paper published in Nature Astronomy, researchers have used data from the now-retired Cassini spacecraft to construct a complete map of the surface of Titan, revealing a diverse terrain much like Earth, with mountains, plains, valleys, craters, and lakes. According to Rosalie Lopez, an author of the study, speaking to Nature, Titan has an atmosphere like Earth. It has wind, it has rain, it has mountains. It's a really very interesting world and one of the best places in the solar system to look for life. Almost two-thirds of Titan's surface is flat plains. 17% is sandy dunes across the equator. 14% is hilly or mountainous, 1.5% is valleys, and another 1.5% is methane lakes. So far, geological maps have been produced for the Moon, Mars, Mercury, and now Titan.
Nature Astronomy に掲載された論文で、研究チームが探査機カシーニから得たデータをもとに、土星の月タイタンの地表を完全地図化しました。山々、平地、谷、クレーター、湖など様々な地形が見て取れます。研究を率いたロザリー・ロープス氏はネイチャー誌に対し以下のように述べています。タイタンには地球のように大気があります。風や雨、山々があるのです。大変興味深い世界です。太陽系の中で生命を探すには最も適した場所の一つなのです。タイタンの地表のほぼ3分の2は平地で、17% が赤道をまたぐ砂丘、14% が丘や山、1.5% が谷、残りの 1.5% がメタンの湖です。これまでに月、火星、水星でこうした地図が作成されています。なんかこういうの好き。なんて言うんだろうね。こう月とか火星とかの写真を思い浮かべたときに、だいたいこうさ、なんていうの砂みたいな、だからこう山とか風雨とかさ聞くと
自然、
そうそうそう自然、
yeah. Titans.
こうイメージがちょっと違うよね、湖とかこ
う、
言葉の問題もあるし単純に
This is the only I guess celestial body, planet or moon other than Earth that has stable bodies of water on its surface. So nothing else has lakes as far as we can tell. Just Earth and Titan so far. But Titan's lakes are methane, liquid methane. So that's different.
Right.
You can't swim in that.
メタンの湖。
The atmosphere is 98.4% nitrogen, 1.4% methane, and 0.2% hydrogen. So it doesn't... If you took your helmet off, you'd die.
Have I seen liquid methane?
I don't know.I mean, if you've seen the live streams of the SpaceX launches, sometimes they show footage of inside the fuel tanks, and you can see liquid methane or liquid oxygen moving around. But Yeah, methane is usually a gas.
Hmm.
You have to compress it a lot.
Hmm. この、なんだろう、地図、
mm-hmm.
見ると、なんて言うんだろうね、地図って感じだよね。なんか、mm-hmm. なんて言えばいいの、わかる？あの、地球の地図とまず形が一緒じゃん。
Yeah. What do you?
なんていうの、当たり前なんだけど。
What is this projection called? This is not Mercator projection. Do you remember this stuff from school?There's like different types of map projections to express a sphere using a two-dimensional surface. And one of them is like Mercator, which makes the
あの、こういう形の方?
It makes Russia look like absolutely gigantic. Right?
Right.
And it is gigantic, but it's not that gigantic. yeah. I don't think this is a Mercator, I forget what this one's called. But it's like if you took slices between the longitudinal lines and sort of laid them out. That makes sense.
だから平地が一番多いよね。これ色分けしてくれてるから地図だとすごい分かりやすいんだけど。で、こう赤道に沿って砂丘がある。
I think if there was life on Titan, it wouldn't be the life. It wouldn't be life like us. It would be methanogenic life.
What's hummocky?
Hummocky?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hummocky and labyrinth.
What is hummocky?
Yeah, what is that? その地図にね、これ lakes, crater, dunes, plains はわかるんだけど。
A hummock is a small knoll.
What is null?
A null is a small hill or mound. Oh, the grassy knoll. So like, you know, they talk about the grassy knoll from the JFK assassination. Okay. Well, there's... So a hummock is a small knoll or mound.
K-N-O-L-L. No. Knoll.
They appear in groups or fields. It is difficult to make generalizations about hummocks because of the diversity of their morphology and sedimentology. So I guess an extremely irregular surface may be called hummocky. So it's just...
Oh!
Boko boko?
Boko boko. 日本語だと
boko boko.
丘の多いような。小山小さい山で。
What was that word? 凹凸？
でこぼことか凹凸とか。
Yeah, so Titan's like 0.4, well 40% of Earth's radius. So it's smaller than Earth, but it is the second largest.Moon. It's not. I think it's similar in size to Mars.
Okay.
I don't think it's an ideal place for humans to go physically.
What's labyrinth here?
Labyrinth?
Yeah. These red patches.
A labyrinth is like underground passages and stuff, isn't it?
Thought it's like maze.
Oh my God, there's so much vocabulary. Googling. What does it say about labyrinth? Because I think of like an underground labyrinth is where like they kept all the skeletons and stuff under Paris.
That's like
catacombs.
Yeah, it's not labyrinth. The search feature on.My computer is fucked. Okay. Labyrinth. Which looks like heavily eroded plateau.
Plateaus. You know what a plateau is, yeah?
No.
Well, these are geological
Plateau is 高原、大地？ん？大地って読むのこれ？日本語もわかんない。やばい。あ、なんちゃら高原の高原、ね、とこの大地っていうのかな、あの台所の台に地面の地、これ多分ね習ったばかりの学生とかの方が覚えてると思うんだよね。大地、他の平地よりも一段高くなっているところを主に指す、これがプレート
は Plato philosopher Greek philosopherPlateau.
Plateau? Okay.
Yeah. Hamaki. Plateaus.
No, this is a labyrinth, though.
A labyrinth, ka.
Yabai.
It's
fun. Oh, 面白いね.
NASA is planning to send a drone to Titan by the year 2034, which is like, oh, okay, sure.But they've been developing this thing.Well, I think maybe it arrives in 2034. So maybe it may launch much, much sooner.
Right,
if they launch it in 2034, then just, you know, forget about it. But it's called the Dragonfly. And it's weird because it's designed based on a manta ray.
But it's called Dragonfly?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's designed after a dragonfly, but it looks like a manta ray. And the wings seem to work.
Oh, to you, you mean?
Well,
that's what they say.
It flaps these wings, and it doesn't have like four wings. How many wings do dragonflies have? 8 wings? However many wings dragonflies have. It only has these 2 wings, and flaps, and it will maintain its altitude.And fly through the Titan atmosphere.
How do they land?
I don't think it will land, but I'm not.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Oh,
but apparently the atmospheric composition is such a way that it would be able to maintain its altitude for the duration of its experiment, I guess.I don't know. It's weird. They're like helicopter to Mars. They're trying to build different kinds of flying machines on these other planets.
Wait, so they're going to get to Titan and they might not land it?
Maybe it lands eventually. I don't know. It's 2034.
I love the landing part, you know? I love the landing process. That's the fun part, no?
Yeah, but some of these moons and stuff, the atmosphere is quite different. So it's landing may be more complicated.
しかも砂が多いもんね、なんか。
If you have like a really dense atmosphere, it's basically a liquid, right? So it might be more effective of a mission to swim through that.Around the planet and collect data rather than to just get stuck in one spot where you can't really see that much.
そっか。
And I think that's the idea behind the Mars helicopter too. And the Mars helicopter is like Mars has really thin, like a carbon-based or a carbon dioxide-based atmosphere. It's thin. So the blades of the Mars helicopter have to go much faster.Than they would on Earth.
Okay.
And I guess they're saying now that the point of sending the Mars helicopter is to see whether or not it works.
Oh.
And it's like, is that really a reason? Like, I guess. But
次.
According to a report by think tank Freedom House,Global internet freedom has dropped for the 9th year in a row. The report assessed 65 countries on metrics such as internet shutdowns, disinformation campaigns, actions against users for online expression, as well as social media censorship and surveillance. 33 of the 65 countries were found to be in decline, with only 16 of the countries having a net improvement. Authorities in 47 countries have arrested users for political, social, or religious speech. In at least 40 countries, advanced machine learning surveillance tools are now being utilized. According to the report, such tactics are a few of many used by governments to undermine democracy, something which the researchers suggest depends on values such as privacy, due process, free expression, freedom of association, and freedom to assembly.
シンクタンクのフリーダムハウスが発表した報告書によると、9年連続で世界的にインターネットの自由度が低下していることが分かりました。65カ国のネット遮断、フェイクニュース、表現規制、ソーシャルメディア検閲、そして監視をスコアとして算出し、65カ国中33カ国で自由度が悪化し、改善していたのは16カ国のみであることが分かりました。政治、社会、宗教に関するオンライン上の発言をもとに、当局が市民を逮捕していた国は47カ国で、少なくとも40カ国で機械学習を駆使した市民監視技術が利用されていることも分かりました。報告書では、各国政府のこうした行動は、プライバシー、法の適正な手続き、表現の自由、集会の自由、結社の自由などの価値に依存する民主主義を脅す手法の一部であるとしています。
Yep.
うん。
Japan scored 73 out of 100.
Hmm.
Which is worse, well...
結構低いね。
It's...better than a lot of countries. So South Korea got a 64, Singapore was 56.
誰が1位なの?
Russia was 31. 1位 was...
Ah, wait, worst が1位ってこと?
No, best is...
Best が1位でしょ?
Best is 1位. Germany got quite a high score. The United States got a very high score. France, Italy...Japan and everything after Japan is considered a bad score.
Okay.
So Korea, Singapore, Russia got 31, Iran was 15, China.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay.
China was the worst.
Okay. I was thinking of scores. Rankings when you said.
No, these are scores out of 100.
Oh, right. Okay, okay. Ah, そかそか。じゃあ日本は結構いいね。
Yeah, China got 10, which is the lowest score. Yeah.
まあそうだよね。
Yeah, well, they're evaluating things like do they have laws against certain kinds of speech? Do they arrest people for speech, political or religious or social issues or otherwise? And there are...They looked a lot at the effects of social media and people losing their job for saying something online. These sorts of things reduce people's internet freedoms. And so one thing that the study talked a lot about is surveillance and sort of things that discourage...people from expressing their opinions. So it's like they haven't explicitly censored these people yet, but there's sort of an implicit threat the surveillance thing. Like if you think you're being watched, then you may not point something out that you should point out or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
まあそうだよね。自分からこう自粛しちゃうというかね。
And this has all been getting worse in almost all of the countries. There is only a handful of countries that didn't get worse, and they only slightly didn't get worse. I mean, they only got slightly better.
Is it partly because of this fake news scores or? Because that can't be getting better, right? So,
Well, that's part of it. But also a lot of the measures that have been taken against fake news are responsible for reducing the scores.
Right. なるほどね。
Because that's censoring people and you're, that's straight up a violation.
Right.
In their eyes. So people need to be free to express themselves even if someone else doesn't believe them. Mm-hmm. And it's not up to other people to decide, you know, tell other people, like, you can't say that because I don't think it's true. Mm. Yeah. I mean, fake information is... It's not as consequential as the system. What is the system? And does the system help people have freedom on the internet, or does it not? Whether or not actors within the system produce fake, say things that somebody else thinks is false, is irrelevant. So,
9年連続っていうのはね、ちょっとすごいね、でも。
What is the internet becoming, and what is it going to do to us? You know,
right? We don't even know what it has done to us.
I think people are starting to get a sense of what it's done. Like we were saying, it's rewired our brains, and you know, we're all used to vertically scrolling from post to post where they have no relationship whatsoever to each other. So people have been conditioned to consume content that is not whatsoever related to the next piece of content they're going to consume. And will flick through 50 of these in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And so the media has adapted to this sort of ADHD brain state that we've all succumbed to.
Yeah. そうだね。 I mean, with the facial recognition and stuff. I mean, it depends on the government, but その中国でよくこう話題になるけど、 J-walk した時にさ、顔とか名前とかがスクリーンでめちゃ出るみたいな、ああいうこう、 I mean,
they have laws against anonymity and covering your face now, and that's one of the things the study looked at, is when governments do not allow people to remain anonymous, that severely hurts freedom of the internet.
Right.
That's one of the things that the internet has enabled people to do.
Yeah, それは絶対そうだよね。I mean, yeah.
And the mediums through which we consume media is just so different. We used to have TV and the radio, maybe read the newspaper. And in some ways, it's like what Marshall McLuhan said, that the medium is the message. The message isn't the message, you know.
Right.
Because the medium dictates, you know, how passive you are, whether, like, what kind of experience is actually being had is largely dependent on the media. And if you have video, like edited video, it's, I think, far more convoluted in terms of the meaning versus like radio or reading something.
Yeah. I agree.
Are we thoroughly in the 1984 George Orwell phase of the internet, or?
I don't know. But I don't know.
Do you remember the revolutions in Egypt?
Yeah.
2011?
Yeah.
And a lot of people suggested maybe that wouldn't have happened without social media.
Yeah, for sure.
Mubarak.
Like, そうね。だから管理しやすいっていう、まあ、だからすごいこう中国とかもそうだけど利便性が上がるとかは絶対あるじゃん。だからメリットが何もないわけではないじゃん、国民にとっても、うん、例えば悪いことしするのが難しくなるとか、あの便利になるとかはもちろんあると思うんだけど、それによってこう失われるものがどれぐらいあるのかっていう、
うん、A lot of people predicted that there would be this conflict between the need for privacy、mm-hmm. and the need for the country's need to know.、
Mm-hmm.
So the individual's need for privacy and the country's need to know, they're opposed、to each other.、and then there's also this trade-off of, you know, how much do you want to be free and how much do you want to be safe?How important is safety? We can make you more safe if you're a little less free. We can make you more free if you're a little less safe, right?、
Mm-hmm.
There may be ways to increase both, but generally it seems like、as far as political decisions, it's a trade-off.
Right.
Because it's not, you know, a new invention.Or something.
ただこう、政府が決定するっていう意味ではその安全その治安とかに関しても全部できることをやってから言ってってもそのプライバシーを犠牲にすることをあのソリューションの一つとしてそんな気安く持ってくるんじゃなくて、
うん、
他にできることいっぱいあるでしょっていうそれを全部やってから言ってって思うけどね。
There are so many、live examples of this stuff、going on around the world. Most、yeah. countries around the world do not have a free internet.、Mm. Japan doesn't have a great score, but it's among the best in the world.、
Mm.
Like truly among the best.、not the greatest score, but way better than a lot of other places.、
文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Android、Mac のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできます、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題激安プランもありますのでぜひ、チェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトではストアもあるのでぜひお願いします。ちょっとねサイズがあの売り切れてるやつが出てきて始めてるので結構あの欲しかったんだったって思う方はぜひお早めにお願いします。
Did you hear about Nicolas Cage?
Movie about himself?
Yeah, like Nicolas Cage is in, he's in talks to be to play Nicolas Cage, who in the movie would be in talks.To play Nicolas Cage. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
It might be one level、wow. deeper or shallower than that.
I hope it's deeper but, than the shallower.
Yeah. It's not for sure yet, but supposedly he's in talks to play Nicolas Cage. Okay. In talks to play Nicolas Cage.
Huh.
Supposedly.
I'm interested now.
Also, they fixed Sonic. I don't know if
you
saw that.
Oh, yeah, yes. 誰か送ってくれてたね。Sonic. あの、いや、全然変わってるよね。可愛くなってなかった?
I forgot what the original one looked like after watching that.
The Buscemi one.
My brain just deleted the Buscemi one. And then I went back and looked at it again. I was like, wow.
That
looked so crazy.
別人だよ。私 Death Stranding 全然進んでないんだよね。
I want to play that. I'm going to get... I don't own a PlayStation 4.
Right.
So I'm going to get one, hopefully this weekend.
あ、そうなんだ。
I'm going to borrow it from one of my friends. And then I'm going to get the game.
マジで一生できない私。どうしたらいつやればいいって感じ。だからちょっと最初やって、昼寝の時、息子の。で、起きちゃって、そっからもうなんか、やる時間がない。めっちゃ悲しい。みんなすごいやってるのに。
What have you done so far? Do you have the baby yet? Or do you have... Do you have a ladder? I don't know anything about the game.
I have the baby.
Okay. Well, you start with the baby?
Basically, yeah, I would say that. I mean, yeah, yes and no, but yeah, basically.
There's no birth thing that you have to do.
But it is so, I suck at it, right? I suck at playing games. I mean, I don't play games. That's the thing. I don't play games in general. So I'm not used to it. I don't know what I'm doing. 一番最初にオープニング終わって、はい、you can move the character ってなって、I didn't know where I was supposed to go. It's my first like open world game.
Did you
I'm
die?
I'm walking around. I died like 3 times, jumping off from the same fucking cliff.
Plateau?
Yes. I'm like, oh no.
It's so hummocky down here.
It is actually.
Yeah. it's really hummocky.
Yeah, hummocky and labyrinth and everything. But I love this game, even though I've only played it for like, I don't know, 10 minutes in total. Because as far as I know, dying doesn't really have that much of a consequence.
Hmm.
And I love that because I'm so shitty.
But don't you just start dying a lot? It's better to just not die.
Yeah, but if there's so much stake, then it gives me so much stress and I don't want to play anymore.
Hmm.
It's like, oh, I can die anytime. It's not a big deal. Okay, you know.
I feel the opposite.
I can enjoy it.
It's hard for me to care unless dying is like a big deal.
Because
otherwise, it's just, why am I even looking at the screen? Because I can just die and respawn.
But honestly, I don't know because I've only played it for 10 minutes, as I said. Mm. Maybe there's like a huge consequence that I'm not aware of. Maybe me dying 3 times, jumping off of that cliff is actually very bad. But the graphics are crazy and it's so much fun to be able to move around Daryl. I forget his name. Yeah, Sam is the Sam? Name of the character in the game. Daryl is a name of his character in The Walking Dead.
What's his real name?
I forget.
Tesla's going to reveal their Cybertruck tonight.
Cybertruck?
Yeah, they're making a truck called the Cybertruck. And Elon said that it's going to look like it's from Blade Runner.
Oh.
And it's going to be, he said it's not for everyone. So people are expecting some Tesla to release some weird bulletproof.
Wait, what is this for?
Swimming
again?
Truck. What is it for? It's a truck for driving around.
Oh.
In.
Oh, so is it like a flamethrower type?
I don't know.
Hobby thing.
They just wanted to make a Blade Runner.
Truck.
Well, all these car companies are releasing like electric cars now.
Yeah.
Like there have been so many. And the Mustang just came out. The Ford Mustang, which is a family compact SUV for moms.
Okay.
It was like really cringy, the reveal event for Ford.
Why?
Well, they had Idris Elba there. And they had this like...
Love.
But it was just really poorly scripted and really cringy.
How so? And,
well, he said like, he was just talking about the car. Nobody knows anything yet. And he's like, oh, and it's an SUV. So it's ready for the future. And people are just like,
what
the fuck does that mean?
Huh.
And then there were like some bad high fives and it was just...
It's not his fault though, right? It's just the script.
It's everyone's fault.
It can't be his fault.
It can't be his fault.
Yeah, he's the best.
You can't blame Stringer Bell.
Yeah, no way.
that was a solid cringe. But
it's me too.
You gotta see the. I don't know what it is with these events, but sometimes the cringe factor is just off the charts.
Mm.
Where it's just like, there. It's like dead silent. for like 3 seconds,
huh.
where like it's weird.
It's crazy. I feel like if I'm there, like whatever he says, it doesn't even matter. I'm just like, oh my God, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what everyone expected. But
it didn't work.
Well, he shouldn't have let other people write stuff he was going to say.
Well, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I know. So just
He's
forget
hired,
about it.
So.
Oh, one of the starships exploded.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They were testing, they were pressurizing the bulkhead fuel tank, and it just and all this liquid oxygen flew out.
So, I'm sorry, like my brain is full of Idris Elba
right now.
So, it's like hijacked. I mean, like whose name is Idris Elba, right?
Idris Elba?
Like who? なんかそういうスターいるよね。もう名前からしてさ。
The name is just so freaking cool.
Yeah, like, wow.
What's another name like that?
I don't know. I can't think of it now, but...
Idris? What is that? Is that a biblical name?
I don't know. But that's just so cool, no?
It's all right. I mean, it's pretty cool. But...
Or like Keanu. Like, to me, Keanu Reeves is like, oh, yeah. Hollywood.
There's something about having that one-off name that other people don't really have.
Yeah.
It's like, how did you copyright that?
So.
Like, where did you get that?
It's like, wow.
Unique freaking alien name.
なんかもう, okay, you were meant to be a star, みたいな.
Keanu. That probably means something in Hawaiian, right?
Yeah. He's so cute. He's like almost 55 or something.
Like, Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. I was talking to my friends the other day and we were like, oh my God, Keanu's going to be 60. Like,
Grandpa
what?
Keanu?
Yeah. Like, he doesn't look it, but can you believe it?
It happens.
But the Bill and Ted, yeah, he is 55. He was born 1964. Jesus, right? He's going to be 60.
Is
what?
60 that old? I guess it is.
I mean, you can easily be a grandpa, right?
It's rarer these days, but yeah.
I guess.
You could be like a great grandpa.
That's Keanu. What? I mean, he's still doing, what's that? That movie where he shoots everybody. John Wick.
Yeah. Is that good? I haven't seen any of the John Wicks.
My husband loves it. It's a...
But isn't he just shooting people and like...
Headshots.
He's just like in dark rooms, like shooting people.
And he's weirdly like kind of nice to women and animals.
He's not shooting animals or
no.
women? Just women.
He just shoots men.
He just shoots
in
men.
Their heads. Yeah, yeah.
Is that what's great about the movie?
I think it's the character. The character is really like Keanu character.
It's a biblical sort of a religious thing, isn't it?
What is?
Or was that a different movie he did?
No, it's not. It's not religious at all. It's about
it's
a
not
revenge
like fighting demons
action.
Or something.
Oh, that's Constantine.
Oh.
Completely different, and that's really old.
Isn't that Keanu Reeves?
Yes, it is. With Rachel Weisz, kind of.
I swear they look the same. What? Do they look similar?
Constantine is like, they have angels, and like, John Wick is just about this assassin guy who kills, who tries to kill, well, who is trying to avenge his puppy.
He's avenging his puppy?
Yeah.
That's
because,
what the movie's about?
Because Lily Allen's younger brother kills the puppy in the movie.
And so he has to go kill a bunch of people?
Yeah.
It's not about forgiveness, this movie.
Nope. I mean, who kills a puppy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 終わり.
以上です.
Bye.
Bye.